So what? So then you got out of there. So what happened really after that?
With the Western, like I said, with the population, yeah. You know, and I get there and I find out it's not as bad as, even though there's no air conditioning, the cells are so goddamn small. Yeah. You walk in, I can almost go like this, touch each side.
Oh. And you're with another guy?
Better than fun with an older old head. Ugh. Fucking had such a mouth on him, but he was so fun. I would get him wild out. He was just like, a little racist, just, you know, I just say, yo, it's bullshit. You keep getting these parole hits. He got parole hits for dumb reasons.
Yeah.
But he was in there for. But I get there, I get a custom, and then like a week later, they're asking me to go to recovery block.
Yeah.
And, you know, I pretty much said, fuck off, I ain't going there. Yeah. To that guard, because he should have sent me there from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone is unheard of to put that shit down. Cause I'm looking at air conditioning, better times to take showers. Cause the showers are single showers over the TC block.
Yeah.
When you go to general population, you have five tiers, but only four of them were open. So the first two tiers was a row of showers, and third and fourth tier was a row of showers.
So you opted for group shower.
The showers, these were, it was with all stalls with a half a door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it sucked.
Stay in front of your mic, yeah.
We only had showers in the morning time during second yard.
Yeah.
And right before dinner. And they would call out, you know, the four first or three first, and you had to run to get a shower because it was only like, I guess it was like 15 showers.
Uh-huh.
And so many people on the block. So you had to run to it. You don't want to be late for dinner.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes sense.
But I was near the end. So, because I had to take a shower every day because I played basketball every afternoon. Yeah. I always ran and got there right away, got in the shower, and that's where I saw the stabbing go down because there's no cameras in the showers.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You're not allowed to. So, you know, the stabbing went down.
So, what, you got out of there then? Nothing.
They probably should be allowed to.
That's when I seen swords. I was telling Matt the other day, seen guys, the knives they come up with is unbelievable in prison. The ideas you have to make a weapon for yourself. I seen a guy have a fucking shank this big. It was a fucking sword.
So like 3 feet long.
3 feet.
What'd you make it out of?
Pipe. That one was made out of, it was a piece of pipe from the construction, from the maintenance crew, but it had a knife on the end. It was a piece of metal. It was a piece of like steel.
Yeah.
And he's just sharpening the shit out of it, man.
What the fuck was he doing with that?
Dude, this dude, right? He comes in on a parole violation on a new charge of 5 to 10. And he had to do like, he had 2.5 or 5 originally, and he had like 2 years left, right?
He's using a fucking sword.
He had to finish his 2 years and then roll over on a new number and start his 5 to 10.
All right.
And he gets run down, and before he even, when he finally comes back on a parole violation, gets him in Browns at Western State, after 2 months of being in there, when he's looking at, he's going to finish his 2 years and then start another 5 to 10, they run down, they find the sword on him.
Oh.
He got sent to the hole. Pretty much that dude's not making pro anytime soon.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
But, and everything went. I played basketball every day, man.
What kind of drugs are people doing in jail?
Suboxone.
What else?
K2.
Then weren't you saying they snort antidepressants too?
Yeah. No, Neurontin is kind of like a pain pill that's almost narcotic or not.
Yeah.
And they would take... And it's hard to get subscribed to it now in jail, but everyone was getting them. And they come in, I think, like 1 milligram, 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams, 400 milligrams, 800 milligrams. And the most your body could take is 3,200, but it gets you high all day. You're speeding around, running around like a maniac.
What is this, guys, then? Did you say people are snorting
This is called Neurontin.
Okay.
They snort that too, but Wellbutrin.
Wellbutrin.
It's antidepressant. / anxiety medication, and it gives you, they call it jailhouse coke. It's real popular now.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't actually subscribe to it no more because of this reason, and they snort it and they get a coke high for 10 minutes.
Jesus.
Now when they prescribe you, like, say you have a prescription for antidepressants, do they just give you a fucking pill bottle full? Yeah, you gotta get
you gotta go to the med cart in the morning.
Yeah,
and
all right.
So I never got meds upstate, but you'll go in the morning time. Some people have special meds. They go in the afternoon,
okay.
And you go at night. There's like Tylenol and stuff. There's certain prescriptions that you're able to take it back to your cell.
Yeah,
and it's a bubble pack, and you only could get it refilled. Say there's like 28 in there, so they know the month's over. You can go and get it filled. But stuff like that, and a certain antidepressants, and that was a hustle for guys. Some guys would get prescribed that stuff when they didn't need it, so they could sell it. Like Wellbutrin was a big one.
Okay.
They would get prescribed to it and they go sell. Yeah.
How about that stabbing?
That stabbing, dude, was the dude.
Do you care if you talk about that?
Absolutely not, man. The dude thought he was coming for a fist fight, but he got poked the fuck up.
Okay.
It was gang related. It was, in Western State, they had a Philly gang and they had a Pittsburgh gang. and they were always
the Penguins
fighting.
Penguins and the Flyers.
Yeah, pretty much. They were always fighting each other, man. Yeah. It was brutal. And, yeah, the dude came in. It was a Philly dude that stabbed him the fuck up, man. It came in. And it was supposed to be fist on fist. And dude came out, shanked behind him, and just fucking...
Wait, how the fuck did he get a knife
right
in there?
Right on the side in there. Oh, shank. They make shanks.
Yeah, I know. How did he get a shank in there? Shank I mean, where? Into the shower.
Oh, the shower's just like... Anybody can walk in, like, when you're shower
in
time...
fully clothed?
When you're population, you have... When you walk into the shower cage, is real long. And you have a little bit of space this long, and you have a wall of showers.
Okay.
With half doors.
Yeah.
So everyone's... And there's a bench. So everyone's sitting there waiting for the next... Because they get filled up right away. So you sit there waiting for your turn, and then you come in and...
The guy stabbed him.
Yeah, the guy came in. And the reason they fought in there is because there's no cameras.
So there's no cameras, and it was like a scheduled fight. They were
scheduled
like, all right, we're going to fucking fight.
That's what happens a lot.
And then he fucking, what, he stabbed him in the side a couple
stabbed
times?
Him, yeah, kept going right here in the side, yeah. And
Was that guy fucking obviously screaming?
Oh, screaming, man. And, you know, they gave the knife to somebody else, ran it off, and it was blood everywhere. And I don't know what happened. I know somebody went to the hole, and might not have been the guy that did the stabbing. Quick, another funny story. Like, so I'm so green. I'm in Grateford, right? And then I'm on the A block, which was still kind of strict, 23-1.
Yeah.
We don't get time to really mingle with people. We're coming back from dinner time.
Mingle's a funny word.
Now, my boy is at
Christian
the end.
Christian Mingle.
This guy's actually named Chris. He's at the end of the block.
Yeah.
Grateford blocks are so long. And I had to get something from, like, coffee or tobacco or something. And now, when we came back from the meal, it was supposed to be at your door, ready to go in. So I try to run down and get my stuff from him. So I run down, and the next thing you know, when I'm running down, I hear the gates being open. That means they had this lever that opens up all of the cells in Grateford for how old it is. So I hear the lever go off, and I'm going down. I'm like, shit, come on, keep going, Phil, keep going. And then they say, lock it in, everyone get in. So everyone goes in. Now I'm at him getting my stuff now when they're saying this stuff. So I'm running back when everyone's in, and I'm so nervous while all the guards see me. And they go, my state number is LR392. They call me in the loudspeaker to the bubble, which is in the middle of the block where all the guards sit. And they took my ID. I shit myself because I thought I was going to the hole for something so stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was so goddamn scared. I can't go to the hole, man. You know, I'm fucking my parole and all that stuff. So they took my ID, dude. I was so nervous for 24 hours, and Chris and John were bidding off me. He's like, oh, man, that's not good. Now, it's nothing, really. Now, sometimes it is the main thing to take your ID, but they're not going to take my ID because I went down and got some coffee for somebody. Yeah, they're not sending me the hole for that. But I don't know any better. I'm scared to death because they're bidding off me.
And then, what is the hole? What do you got to do?
The hole is 23. Just
by yourself?
I've never been in the hole.
Yeah.
I've been in whole life situations like that 23-1,
yeah.
But it's way worse. You get no commissary. The only thing you get is cosmetics. And it's just 23 hours that you're locked in. You
locked in your own particular cell by yourself.
By yourself.
For
how
23
long do
hours.
Do this?
Dude, there's guys, and when we get to Camp Hill, there's
like
this thing called the Camp Hill Riots.
Yeah.
It happened back in the late 80s. There's guys that are starters of that riot are still in the hole from that day.
Solitary confinement.
And there's a story in Grateford.
As long as I've been alive, there's in solitary confinement. That's fucking
a famous story is there was this biker from Grateford, was in Grateford, and he was in the hole for over a year, for a long time. And when he got released from the hole, he was so messed up. He was just so screwed up in the head that the day he got out, he killed a cop. And he says because he was locked in solitary confinement for so long. He might have been actually 3 years. It was a long time.
Okay,
but so it mentally drains you.
So what happened when you're in the
with the
Camp
ID?
Hill?
Oh, Camp Hill. So I go to Camp Hill, find about it. Just real strict. Like I said, I had to be at the yards every day. I'm in Camp Hill short because I'm at short.
Yeah.
My minimum's coming up. So I'm in Camp Hill 3.5 weeks. Thank God, nothing crazy happens there. Just because it's so strict. It just sucked, you know. And Camp Hill was in and out. You know, my old head was on my block, but it was in a different section. But we went to yard together. And the food upstate is so much better. I was right before Thanksgiving. That's right. But the meals were great.
Okay.
But
so
nothing crazy at Camp Hill at all.
It's nicer than the county jail.
Nicer than Grateford and Camp Hill, a lot nicer. You smoke.
So
and
then
stuff.
you go to where? Pittsburgh after that?
Pittsburgh.
How was that?
He wanted to hear about the hooch, but we made hooch one night in Grateford. Like I said.
Oh, because you made
the deuce thing.
So that's the liquor. People don't sneak liquor in. You make it?
Yeah, you make it. Now, the first cell I had on the A block, 23-1.
Yeah.
Now, you locked in 23 hours a day. You're going to think of some shit together. Yeah, not the one I smoked deuce with. It's the second one. His name was Little Irish. He was a stand-up comedian.
Really?
Real funny. He got a 6 to 12 for robbing 7-Elevens with a BB gun. He was a funny bastard, though. He was my bit. He still writes me to this day. Was he really? In Somerset.
He's still in there.
He joined the Aryan Brotherhood.
Whoa, he's a white supremacist?
White supremacist, man. You got Irish. Now, I think the reason is because when you're in Aryan Brotherhood, their sign is the three-leaf clover.
Yeah.
And if they see you have that on, and the gang's really big in that area, and they come in with a three-leaf clover, you're either going to join them or you have to black that out.
Really?
So I think he
joined the Aryan Brotherhood over a tattoo?
I believe so. It was over the tattoo. Shit. I don't know much about it, but yeah.
Maybe he wanted to join a little bit, too.
I think, sure, because he's looking at
what's he doing 12 years.
I'll just ask me how I'm doing, man. I got to write him back. I got about 4 letters from him.
You know, every time he's like, oh, another thing, too.
Fuck, I missed a white supremacist story.
In 2017, you're not allowed to have white supremacists. I mean, for obvious reasons, you're not allowed to have white. So he met a guy in jail who was cool, who now he found out is in the white Brotherhood.
But yeah, Western Maine, like I got a general population. I just, you know, I played basketball every day. I stayed out of, you know, the bullshit. That's all I did. I played basketball, came back, and watched my TV.
Did they approach you at all to get involved with the bullshit? Were they
The big gang was called DMI, Dead Man Incorporated, which originated in Baltimore. And they had majority white. It was one or two black guys. But a guy did mention to me, guy was real cool, TC with him, was real cool with him. I said, listen, if I ever want to get affiliated with DMI, I could become a prospect. And in order to get affiliated with DMI, you first get in and you have to fucking beat somebody up. You have to, you know. And I know the dude that asked me, his friend was becoming a prospect. And I remember in the fight, he ran down and some dude selling, beat the shit out of him. And were they DMI and Western State? They were the biggest gang. Well, you had the 215s, the Pittsburgh gang, your Bloods, Crips, and DMI are the ones that ran. They controlled the drugs in Western State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. That's the gang.
Sure, you
want to
put
drugs.
This out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think no one's. I mean, it could be different now. Western State's closed.
Yeah, all right.
So good. They closed that down.
So what was the? So you got out of there, and then you went to the parole violator centers.
Yeah, well, I made parole. It was 25th, you know, and I can't do parole.
Yeah.
I'm out for a year. I do good for a year. And then I get my second dirty urine. And then I also got like a curfew violation.
So these places, I went and visited you the one time. It's like there's just warehouses in like North Philly that they just chuck like 14 dudes in a room.
Kentuck is a big bunker area.
Yeah.
And you got 60 to 70 dudes in a big open space with bunk beds and
bunk beds.
You have four half walls. You have a half wall with four entrances, and each one had about 18, had about 9 to 10 bunks. So each one, you have four of them. Yeah. So
now
a lot of guys.
You're out of Western.
You're
State.
Out of Western. Yeah.
You're out of Western.
My first PV hit.
You've been out for a year.
I've been out for a year.
You got a parole violation, and now you're at a fucking bunk bed.
Before I went to the PV center, they had the state-run rehabs. I actually went to a place called Self Help. Every state inmate, you go there.
Uh-huh.
And what it was, it was actually a regular rehab, but they also had a halfway house for state inmates.
Yeah.
And I was with the state inmates, and I would walk over every day to the rehab side, and it would just be regular people from the street. Not everyone was on parole and stuff. And I actually got in a fight there with these two Puerto Rican dudes that weren't state inmates or none.
They just fucking.
I got in a fight with two of those dudes. You know, I got broken up. I got swung on. I swung on them. And then I actually, since I was staying there, mate, and halfway out,
why'd you guys fight? And you,
dude, it was trying to take my money. That was it. I was trying to get money.
Classic Puerto
Rican. Class money, yeah. Trying to take my cash out of my pocket and stuff. I said something, you know, they said something back, you know, then it just got real confrontational speaking.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you know, swinging on each other. I get kicked the fuck out. I get sent to Luzerne Treatment Center, which is really a PV center. And that shit was hell. I was there, did 60-odd days there.
Was that was the place that you were, that was like they thought you were selling drugs through Amazon?
That's my first PV hit. And I did 4 PV hits I'm not proud of. I do shit.
Any PV hits you are proud of?
No. Nah. Right, I did, you know, I did self-help for 12 days.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my grade for a bit. And then I went to Luzerne, completed that the first time, was out for 2 months. Second PV hit, right? So I get PV hit. This time they sent me to Graterford first. I'm at Graterford for 12 days.
So now you're back at Graterford.
I'm at Graterford for fucking 12 days.
So Graterford, Camp Hill, Western State, some other shit. Now I'm back at Graterford.
I'm back at Graterford.
For 12 days. For
12 days. And then I get sent to my first PV center, Kintock, where you visit me.
Yeah, that's where I got in trouble that's for bringing you Newports.
Well, I mean, I tried smuggled, to slide we got off Newports, on it.
And
we
they pulled fucking it. Kicked me out.
We pulled it off, though. Fuck? He smuggled it. He got into me. I mean, yo, the cigarette. Nice. A dollar cigarette in there.
Well, I could have just put him through. I could. The lady's like, you could have just gave him to me.
Yeah, but I would have had to wait till like Monday to get him.
True.
And the block was hot.
Yeah, I was riding.
I needed some coins, man. You rode out big time.
What are cigarettes called in jail? Or Newports called in jail?
Cadillacs.
Cadillacs. I could have guessed that.
Because on commissary, in Western State, how I survived a lot of stuff was I always bought one, my max was $75 for commissary, and I maxed out every week.
Yeah.
And I would buy a pack of Newports, and with that, you is gold. You can get anything you wanted. One Newport, like whatever you wanted. It's like dumb shit, you know? And my real young boy, John McNally.
Uh-huh.
I still talk to him this day, man. He was my young boy that rode this. He used to do that. I took care of him.
Yeah.
Did all the chichis. He used to do that. Would split somebody's wig for me in a heartbeat if I asked him to.
You're giving him Cadillacs.
I would give him Cadillacs. I gave him kite. We cooked once a week.
Yeah.
And I would give him, we cooked, we do a pack of chili. We had a big, every week, the tuna steak and thigh sauce was the biggest. You had mackerel, tuna, and pouches.
Yeah.
And
how'd you cook this shit?
They were just, the cook with hot water.
Okay.
You know, when you cook it, see, I wasn't too big of a, we had a thing called a stinger, which is a cord you cut off. You cut the end of the one cord, it's the extension cord for your TV and stuff, but you cut it off, you put pieces of metal in it, and you put it in water, and it heats your water up. What he did, you put salt in a container, right? And then you put the stinger in, but you get a separate bag of water. You get like an old coffee bag, put that in that water.
Yeah.
And put the stinger in and it heats up the water. Every morning that's how I make my coffee. So I wasn't like, I could walk down and I could have walked to the chow hall and be like, I'm ready for my coffee this morning,
Yeah, yeah.
So I woke up around a lot of times I didn't go to morning yard, wake up like 8:30, take my shit, have my cigarette and steam and, stung up some coffee.
Sting some fucking coffee up. Where are we at on time?
We're only almost around a 2 hour. All right, nice. Hour 40.
What do you think? You got anything fucking?
PV Center, bro. This is where it goes at, right? PV Center is one like the white swimmers tried to get me to join the gang. They wanted me to be hell in the corner with them. I said hell no, and they just hated on me for that.
Well, how long were you going to be there?
60 plus days, two to three months.
Why the fuck would you join the fucking white swimmers for 60 days?
You're in this room. Right.
Oh, that big ass bunk room. All right. I've seen those.
You had a lot of gangs, though. You had 215.
Yeah.
You had Crips, you had Bloods, you had all the black dudes. You had Puerto Ricans.
Black dudes are a gang.
Muslims. Muslims. Puerto Ricans. I was solo. I was in no gang.
You're a lone wolf,
but I fucked with everyone, though. I was cool with the Puerto Ricans. I got real tight with the Puerto Ricans, loved me. I was a little poppy. But they were real cool with me. And I would have moved back with the white dudes in the corner. I was fine where I'm at. I'm not affiliated with you guys.
White supremacists,
everyone hate on you guys. And all the cops are on you. You get shook down all the time.
Yeah.
And they were just haters. I mean, I didn't do it. They were just, but I had protection in a way, which I did nothing I paid for, nothing like that. But just I fucked with every group. That no one messed because I was cool with everyone.
What happened?
All these different places. So my fourth hit was my most recent one. I got out the end of August, I believe. And these places are worse than jail. It's you don't get commissary. You depending on where you're at. Kintock was probably the best one. You get three meals a day, and the same food they gave us at George Hill Community, Delaware County Prison, is the same food we got at Coleman Hole in Luzerne. This is whoever is privately owned, I was telling you, the same company that owns them owns, these places. So I'm at Luzerne, and all hell breaks loose. It's the worst bid. Everyone will tell you this is the worst bid I ever did. It's horrible, man. I can't explain it. You're just locked in this small little room. We're supposed to get 3 yards a day. They barely give us 1 yard a day. We were starving. They took away our ordering out. We used to be able to get $40 in cash. When I first went there, it used to be $75. Now it's down to $40 a week in cash.
Pizza on Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we ordered out pizza. Sick. They took that away from us, right? They took away our money.
I'm operating on about $40 a week. I understand that stuff.
Somebody was hating on me, you know, because I was buying cigarettes and selling cigarettes in there, and I was getting a Newport for $5 and making $10 off it.
Nice.
And I was really doing the selling. You know, I had the money in there. I would put money on someone else's books. So I would give him 10 bucks and I would get 30 because we only get 40 bucks a week in cash. So, yeah. I had all the cash.
So you had like Swiss bank accounts basically with other people.
So I had all the money. I was selling cigarettes and like, you know, this time this is my fourth PV bid. Yeah. You know, I know the game. You know, I'm not being fucked with, you know. And it was just hell. They took away everything. Someone said that I was smuggling drugs in through Amazon.
Through Amazon.com.
Now we go
like drones.
Only way when you first get there, you'll have a 72-hour drop off. Once you get that drop off, and the last Friday of each month, and beginning Friday of each month, you'll have another drop off.
So you can only order through Amazon.
If you want to get anything, coffee, cosmetics,
that's hilarious, dude.
You had to get it through Amazon or Walmart.
Okay,
had to be sent there, right? And someone was just hating on me, you know. I was the king at Lazar, not to brag, but I literally was.
Yeah.
You know, I just had to pay people to do stuff for me, pay people I would bid off and all that shit. But so it got to the point they took away especially all my privileges. I couldn't get visits no more.
Because they thought you were smuggling drugs. You were
fucking Lannister. You missed it.
I'm just lying. Now, they took away everyone's privileges at first when they thought I was smuggling drugs in. They thought I was going to like, oh, it's all on me. I'm really doing it. Yeah. Give everyone back. Fuck no. So everyone got their shit taken away. And we had nothing. Like, we're starving. The food sucks. Sometimes the food, we tried doing a hunger strike because they wouldn't give us more food. We
did a hunger strike.
Like 10 of us last 3 fucking days.
Fuck.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. Because you had to be unity. Everyone had to stick together. Now, our next big idea was, so the hunger strike didn't work. What worked next?
Hunger strike, who broke it? Who was the first guy to be like, you caught somebody?
It was a group of people. It was a lot of people.
Okay, that you're all like, fuck
10 of us stayed 3 days. 10 of us didn't do it for Jesus 3 days. Christ. And it, like, pretty much, what was we were the only 10 that did it.
Not eating at all?
It's not eating. Like, we didn't eat nothing at all.
Jesus
Christ. We went to the vending machines.
Yeah.
But that said, we would eat their meals.
I got you.
Okay.
We got 3 meals a day to serve us. We would eat their meals. And it was, like I said, that food was horrible. Counter food. So
what was the hunger strike didn't work.
Same thing was to, what was that? Oh, now people would run from there all the time. And you would have to hit the fire alarm to run. Now, you're on parole, you run from this place, you get up Scott in charge. But the fucked up thing is, when you get caught, depending, if you've been running more than 6 months, then you can go to grade for it and get a 3 to 6 month.
You mean
to
run
6 month
from this place, like literally?
You can just walk out the door.
You can't just walk out the door. You have to hit the fire alarm or go during yard time.
And just fucking leave.
You can leave. But you have to run from it, you know, because if they catch you, you're in trouble. But like I said, it's called absconding. But if you're on the run for more than 6 months on parole, you're going to get 3 to 6 month hit, maybe 9 in grade for.
Yeah.
But if you're under 6 months, I know guys that just ran from this place and turned himself in, you go to a PV center. Now, this wasn't really considered PV yet. Yeah. I think now it was called treatment, but it was no, like, we went through like 3 groups a day. So,
it's called treatment, but there's white supremacists.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you're selling cigarettes.
So you run from this. There's guys that were run from this place, turn in pro right away. Now, this was, you're doing minimum 60 days. You would go to either Kintock or Comer Hall and do 30 days because that's the new rule that just changed. When I did Kintock, it was 60 plus days. When I went to Comer Hall, I did 34 days.
So they'd run to a place and do less time.
They'd do less time.
That's so funny.
Now, I had such a bad parole record. You don't know what's going to happen to you, though.
Yeah.
Like, I had a bad parole. If I took that chance, I might have been, they told me to max out grade for it. Yeah, I wasn't taking that. So we're doing 60-plus days in this place, in this hell, and it's so bad. So they stopped. What they did was they turned off the fire alarm so nobody could run no more.
That can't be legal.
A guard, exactly, it's not legal, and a guard told us about that. So what we did was somebody called on the payphone, and we called the fire department.
Yeah.
Now, when the guy's on the phone calling the fire department, he goes, listen, I need to talk to a staff member. I get on the phone and pretend I'm a staff member. I tell them what's going on. They sent in.
What'd you actually say to the fire department?
I said, listen, my supervisor, some reason he's being bald-headed and he won't let us turn on the fire alarms. But I think it's a real risk for these inmates in here. if something were to go off, you know, like, they're in a small, isolated place.
Bring some Cadillacs, would you? Come down here, bring a pack of Cadillacs.
That's what we needed, too. We try to get, when we got pizza delivered to us, we're trying to find somebody, because a Kintok had happened.
People would smuggle stuff into pizza, cell phones and stuff.
Cell phones and
stuff. With the pie.
In the pie, you know? Because you want a lot of cell phones in it.
So what happened now with this guy?
All right, so I told him all the stuff on the thing. You know, they actually come to the place. Now, like I said, it is like a jail. There's the front, and we never can see the front unless we get caught up for urine or caught up to get mail. So, but someone went up there and saw there was the Philadelphia Fire. I forget what region it was or whatever district. They were there.
Yeah.
And what they did was supposedly they just turned on the switch real quick to make sure the fire alarms work back. Okay. So that's what they did.
So you guys got thwarted. So they do that.
Second attempt.
Your second cue.
Third attempt. This is good.
Were you excited when they got there? Were you so excited. Happy? Were you laughing?
We wanted the place to shut down so bad. It was so bad.
So it wasn't
man.
Like a prank. It was like a pretty serious situation.
Listen, now, right before this next one, what we were trying to do, there was a mouse running around down. We were trying to kill the mouse, and what we're going to do on food, we're going to have somebody call KYW or Fox News. And we're going to put the mouse in the food while Fox News was on their way. Because supposedly someone said they did this before at either Coleman Hall, and the place got a lot of trouble. There's all this media attention and shit. We tried getting that shit, but we could have killed that fucking mouse. Pain in the ass, man.
Circus tricks in someone else's room.
I'm like one of the leaders in this big group. You know, me and a couple guys getting trying to get this place shut the fuck down.
It was leadership problem. It sounds like you're over 3 as a leader on this.
It even gets worse, man. It gets a lot worse than this. So then we're plotting on our next thing, dude. Our next thing is, ready?
Sounds like a fun time.
We decide to light the place on fire.
All right. Yep. Maybe a little less fun than I was hoping.
Now, we're definitely going to do this. And the guy's like, well, if you kick the hole in the wall, I'll light the fire. I said, bet. No problem. I'll kick any hole in the fucking wall as long as you light it on fire. Now, I would have lit it on fire if I had to, because I was kind of, I was really going for trying to get this place down. I was really dedicated to it. And I would have went beyond because I was maxing out in 3 months. What the fuck are they going to do to me?
Yeah.
So when he said, listen,
you're probably going to get a lot of trouble for burning it.
And if you kick the hole in it, I'll light it down. I said, absolutely. I'll kick as many holes as you want. I thought that'd be part of the job. Now, the only place we could light the fire was in the bathroom. And we were going to cut the hole. We're trying to light the insulation on fire. No, we could have done it in the room because there's cameras and see what room it is, who is in there. Yeah. It could have happened. We get in trouble.
Yeah.
So in the bathroom, you're going to get away with it. But there was tile around the whole bathroom tile. It also went up about 5-6 feet, whatever. So I had to kick up high. So I went into the first stall in the middle bathroom. And we used the middle bathroom because that's the only bathroom that had a front and back exit. It's in the middle of the building. So I went into the first stall.
So you couldn't tell who was coming in and out.
You couldn't tell who was coming in. We had 3 guys go in. Me and 3 other guys went in, and then 2 went out that way. 1 went in that way. I stayed a little bit. I lift myself up off the. I went in the first stall. Lift my hands on the side. Pull myself up and did a jump. Jackie Jane jump kick, dude, and boot the fucking hell out of the wall, dude.
Yeah.
Now listen. It was a perfect kick that, like, I was telling Matt, the FBI really would have investigated. They would have saw my shoe, my size, and what was said on my shoe. It was so obvious that I kicked the hole in that fucking wall, So I kicked the hole in the wall, and then I come back to the room. So the hole's kicked, and he's clowning. Didn't think I was going to kick a hole in the wall. Are you serious? Shit we've done here, you don't think I'm going to kick a hole in the wall? Well, we don't know. It was a good idea. And just, it took him a while. And finally got him to do it. And it just would have catched on fire.
He was trying to light the sheetrock on fire.
Trying to light the insulation on fire. So I went with him to prove it to him. And I see he had the flame right to it. Because we're not allowed to have lighters anyway in this place.
I would imagine.
So he was trying to light it on fire. And it just would have lit on fire. So fourth attempt failed. Fifth attempt was...
At any point during the burn the entire building down, were you, like, during that plot, were you guys ever just like, maybe we should try to find that mouse again? Seems a little risky.
We made a trap to try to catch him. We put food, and I forget the trap, but it was a weird trap, man.
The old shoebox with a stick?
No, it was something like that. I can't think of it, man, but it was something like that.
What was your final attempt?
My final attempt... It was, we wanted to flood the bathrooms. We wanted to flood the place, put it on the water.
This is like biblical it's like Moses.
Like, yeah, you're the Moses of a PV center.
So the one bathroom where I kicked the hole, the sink and all the pipes were exposed. McCluskey, the kid, you know, that was pretty much my right-hand man and doing all this time, shut down. He does it first. He donkey kicks the first pipe. And just they just come off perfect. Yeah, so there was about five sinks there. So we knock out all the pipes in the sink and we start running the water and get out. This is at like 11. This is after the last count before morning. I think they do one more count before that. And the place got a lot of water. But all it did was get more fucked up for us because we didn't flood it.
You just made everything wet.
Made everything wet. And that was our bathroom. We had to use it to take shits in. And it was so bad because it was urinals. The guys were putting toilet paper in the clogging the urinals. They just like, they made the bathroom so much nastier for us. And we just helped them even make it nastier. Like, that's where I take shits at in the middle of the night. Now, the bathroom was right across my hall. I mean, sorry, right across from my room. Now I had to walk around. All around the corner, all the way down the hallway to use the bathroom at nighttime when I take a piss.
Because
the bathroom was shut down for like a week and a half. Right? It's crazy, man. Then the fucking maintenance guy comes in. This is when we kind of felt bad because he's the one that patched my hole. Worse was seeing him underneath the sink putting the elbows back in the pipes and fixing them. And he gets his big meat.
After that harsh donkey kick.
five donkey kicks. But like, it was like that stuff along with like, you know, people, you know, putting toilet paper in the urinals and stuff. He had this big speech with us. And they listened to guys. I have kids.
Yeah.
Because you guys had to stay here a couple hours later. You know, and spend time with the kids. We're like, oh, shit, man. It kind of sucked. None of these attempts were working. So
you just got out.
Yeah, I got out. Yeah.
That was it.
That was it, man.
Have you written a strongly worded letter to that place to help the guys still in there?
Dude, I said that every time the first time I was in there. And everyone says, but once you get out,
you're just like, fuck that.
I kind of want to, though.
Nah, fuck it. You're out.
They're. How we're treated in there is so unfair because it's privately owned. Like you said,
that's terrible.
And it's just
privately owned shit.
What they do is really not. They're not. It's unhumane. Some of the stuff they do to us. You know how they feed us. It's just. It's horrible, man. It's just
dude,
like,
the reviews,
someone needs to step up.
The reviews when you go to the one Kintok place, people Google review it. I guess to kind of get like their grievances out. It's so fucking funny. The one lady's like a. It's like where the fuck is it? The one was like a bunch of Muslim bitches. It's so fun. Very lazy staff. This place is a joke. The guards are, it's 1-star review. Well, one was a 3-star, very lazy staff. The other one's 1-star. This place is a joke. The guards are wastes of space. They're too busy hanging out, talking with each other. To make matters worse, most of them are Muslim that work there. The blacks get to cut
like,
the line.
Sounds like the white supremacists got a hold of Google. Yeah. Sounds like they got
the
a black, hold of
this is the This is a Google review. The blacks get to cut the line during visiting hours. The workers watch them do it and just laugh like they're old friends. They get special privileges. They're just saying basically like it's better for blacks.
Such a fucking funny...